This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Alleged corruption by President Biden continues to be investigated by the House Oversight Committee. Chair James Comer issued four subpoenas and four interview requests yesterday. The move comes one day after the House Oversight Committee subpoenaed Hunter Biden, the president's brother James Biden, and several Biden family members. Comer on Fox News last night says bank records show roughly $30 million from foreign nationals went to the Bidens' offshore accounts without any form of earning the money.
Not a thing. Absolutely nothing. All we know is that the Bidens received millions and millions of dollars from foreign nationals and from oligarchs. We know a lot about why he got $3.5 million from Russia. We haven't talked about that yet. And we're learning every day more about the millions of dollars they took in from China.
The Internal Revenue Service has revealed new income tax brackets for 2024. Income thresholds have been elevated to each bracket applying to tax year 2024, so not this year. The top rate of 37% will apply to taxable income, just over $609,000, and married couples filing jointly, over $731,000. Standard deductions will also rise in 2024, up to $2,000 for married couples who file jointly, and about $800 for single folks doing their taxes next year. Robert De Niro's production company has been found liable for gender discrimination. A jury yesterday ordered De Niro's Canal Productions to pay $1.3 million to Graham Chase Robinson, his former assistant. She also accused him of unwanted physical contact and of retaliating by not paying her severance. The New York jury found De Niro was not personally liable for the abuse. USA News.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is not looking to conquer Gaza at the end of the war between Israel and the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas. In a Fox interview, Netanyahu said Israel is not looking to govern Gaza and will have to find a civilian government that will lead their people. A cyber attack has forced the world's largest bank to trade using a USB thumb drive. The New York office of the Industrial and Commercial Bank of China was hit with a ransomware attack yesterday. Hackers got into their system and made it unable to clear U.S. Treasury trades. The bank had to use messengers carrying USB drives to complete transactions. Still with no word on an endorsement this presidential election cycle, President Biden is spending more time with the United Auto Workers in Illinois yesterday.
President Biden is commending the reopening of a Stellantis plant as a crucial component of the fresh labor agreement between automakers and the United Auto Workers Union. Speaking with union workers in Belvidere, Illinois, Biden referred to it as a momentous achievement.
You guys sacrificed to save the automobile industry, and now the auto companies are doing incredibly well. So auto workers should be doing incredibly well as well.
He lauded the historic UAW contract negotiated with the three major automakers. The new deal encompasses substantial wage hikes and robust job safeguards. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, first of all, let me say happy birthday to my fellow Marine, Semper Fi. Always, huh? Always faithful. Thank you so much. U.S. Marine Corps, 248th birthday of the USMC. And I thank you all for your service and appreciate you. And, of course, tomorrow will be Veterans Day, a time to, again, realize what has really made America great, what has and who has, you know, protected our freedoms. And we're so grateful for the Marine Corps today, all services tomorrow as we celebrate Veterans Day. Thank you so much for being with us. John Fleetwood joins us now. He's the political commentator that we have on every week, and we're always so happy to have him here with us. Hey, John, how you doing?
Hey, Bill, doing fantastic. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. We just got to keep the dancing music going on there as it is hanging in there, taking us all the way through. Every once in a while, the electronics just has a mind of its own. But, again, it proves to everybody this is a live show, right?
That's right. I think it's that artificial intelligence is what we
need. It's probably, I don't know, did they hire Kamala to handle that? I mean, you know, it's artificial and it's intelligent. It's an A and it's an I, she tells us. So, what can we do? All right, well, we're just going to put up with it. I know it doesn't go on forever. I hope not, you know, but obviously something has taken over, but that's okay, be that as it may. Well, John, you have the details on a sophisticated, high-end prostitution ring that catered to politicians and military officers recently that the feds decided it was time to break up, huh?
Yeah, and this was not mainstream news, wasn't widely reported on. You did see it on, you know, some mainstream outlets, I should say, but it wasn't, you know, something that was on TV news broadcast over and over again like it should have been. Yeah, there were arrests were made in this high-profile sex ring. It involved government contractors, so there were politicians involved. These were professors. There were military officers. And there were pharmaceutical company executives who were all clients of this sex ring. The announcement was made by acting U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts, Joshua Levy, who detailed the sex ring. He said they are doctors. He said they're lawyers, they're accountants, they're executives at high-tech companies, pharmaceutical companies, they're military officers, government contractors, professors, scientists. He said pick a profession. And they're probably represented in this case. And the men who were arrested was a 30-year-old, I'm going to butcher this name, but Jun Myung Lee Dedum, 41-year-old Han Lee of Cambridge and 46-year-old James Lee of Torrance, California. The ring, it was run through these two websites that were pretending to advertise these Asian models for photography at studios, and that served as a front for this prostitution ring. And the men, you know, they apparently rented these high-end apartments on the East Coast, which were used essentially as brothels. And
right.
Clients would, you know, show up and fill out a form and would pay anywhere from $350 to $600 an hour in cash to rent these rooms. And, you know, the question is, who are these clients? I think this connects to, you know, like the Jeffrey Epstein case.
Yeah,
you know,
without a doubt. Well,
clients were protected.
So when you're paying $600 an hour, do you get, you know, free honor bar privileges or, you know, or is that extra?
Yeah, I think your taxes get done. I think
inquiring people want to know. So this was from East and West Coast. I know that Gavin Newsom hasn't he, you know, put his good housekeeping seal of approval in prostitution? I mean, Los Angeles area is just gone crazy. On the street corners now. I mean, there's 10, 20 gals on street corners throughout Los Angeles, and somehow that is, they finally, I don't know, just said, okay, let it go. This is nuts.
Yeah.
So maybe they're just in the wrong place. Maybe in the wrong place, or maybe, you know, it's like, no, they need the higher rent district, so we want hotels, we don't want motels. So in order to get hotels, then you're up to, you know, $600 an hour, I guess, right? This is crazy.
Well, I think the American people, if there are government contractors involved, if there are politicians involved, then I think the American people deserve to know about this.
Mm-hmm.
It's illustrative of the corruption that's in our government. I mean, everyone kind of knows, you know, that government's corrupt and the U.S. government, you know, is among those. But I think the American people have the right to know about this, have the right to know who this was. I mean, how high were these senators? Were they U.S., you know, at the country level, or were they representatives, or were they, you know, just local representatives, local senators, state, you know, representatives and senators? Who were these people? I mean, I want to know. Don't you want to know who, you know, if your state politician's doing this? I'm not going to vote for somebody who's doing this kind of stuff.
Exactly. Well, you know, look at J. Edgar Hoover made a practice of this because it could be used against you, and it could influence votes. It could, all kinds of ways. You know, just empowers the individual who has that information. And you bring up a good point earlier, and that is, you know, does this smack of any connection with Jeffrey Epstein? You know, that is still one of those things that are out there. You know, you hear rumors, and, you know, whether you hear of Bill Clinton, of course, we've got, someone from the royal family who has since, he's pretty much been set aside and kept in a room by himself, since he was outed. So there must be enough evidence here. And you got to know, if you've got a prince in the United Kingdom who is has been, you know, aligned and associated with this to the degree that there's been, you know, some decision to, I don't know, offer, you know, to affect a consequence, you know, if I'm saying the right thing here, you know, it's like, okay, well, you know, it didn't end and stop right there. I mean, and these other names that you're hearing bandied about, whether it's Bill Clinton or, you know, Bill Gates, you know, whoever, and it's like, you know, what all is going on here? But, you know, of course, will we never know because of, you know, Jeffrey Epstein just decided to up and, you know, commit suicide, right?
Yeah. And you remember that Cawthorn, that politician from North Carolina who exposed or tried to expose some of the sex ring stuff that was going on at the national level, and they took him out of office for it.
Oh yeah,
And it just goes to show, if you point this stuff out, you're persona non grata, and they're gonna cover for everybody participating.
That seems to be the case, huh? And they're very effective in being able to do that. We're going to break just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now. More from John Fleetwood after this.
Of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
It's our happy birthday song, our 248th birthday. Happy birthday, Maureen. Great to have you with us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. And John Fleetwood continues with us. John, what I understand, you know, Tennessee Bob told me, he says, hey, you know, they canceled the Marine Corps ball. And, well, they canceled the ball. U.S. Central Command canceled its annual birthday ball, citing unforeseen operational commitments. Well, you know, right now, of course, the focus is in the Middle East. So these unforeseen operational commitments are compromising a good party for Marines. But I imagine there will be still, as is the tradition, that there will be variations of the Marine Corps ball in various hotels all over the country because that's the way we roll. But, you know, for those that are there protecting freedom and that will miss this year's ball, you know, look at we wish you Godspeed and safety as you continue to protect liberty, you know, for all of us. Well, John, you know, we talked about, you know, this prostitution ring, you know, in light of all that has been revealed in our country, you know, that we've become so consumeristic, you know, towards child trafficking. And, you know, we've said this before, is that, you know, child trafficking wouldn't be, I mean, we're the biggest, we are the biggest consumers of child, you know, it's not even prostitution, it's just sex slavery. And child sexual abuse, we are the number one country. We represent 4% of the planet here, and we're leading in something that is rather disgusting. So we are consumers of it, and as we continue to be consumers, well then, hey, people are happy. The borders are open because they've got a, you know, a fresh round of young girls coming their way, right? As disgusting as that sounds.
Yeah, I remember it was just a couple of weeks ago, the authorities that arrested, I think it was 14 suspects, and it was child sex trafficking in a crackdown in California. And then I remember at the end of September, there were Disney employees and Florida teacher among these 219.
Yes.
We were arrested in another human trafficking operation. It's interesting, Bill. It's kind of curious your take on this. We know it's been going on for a long time, but I feel like it's getting a lot more attention. And I'm wondering if that's because of the sort of QAnon phenomenon where, you know, they were really pushing the child sex trafficking narrative. That whole phenomenon was.
You were buying furniture and certain pieces of furniture represented, you know, a type of service and everything else. I think the other thing, though, clearly is the Sound of Freedom has brought this to light as well. This movie is just, I mean, what has it generated? Over $250 million now, you know, and it's now available on, I think it's Blu-ray and DVD that's now being sold. You know, it's just had an amazing impact. But be that as it may, I mean, again, it speaks to the moral deficiency of where we are right now as a society. And we're wondering, you know, people wondering, going, what is going on with the country? You know, we're in such chaos and we have all this corruption taking place. We've you know, kind of raised up a generation that is more interested in death than life. And, well, too, we really have to wake up to the reality, John, that, you know, if we don't return to first principles. In fact, you know, I spoke with Pastor Robert Jeffers. He's got a new book called The Ten out that just released. And we spent near an hour together, you know, talking about getting back to first principles and the importance of, you know, the Ten Commandments. You know, the basic, you know, the basic rules that God gave us, that he even said after Jesus' death and resurrection and the entrance of the Holy Spirit into our lives, that he would place this in our hearts, that the laws would be placed, you know, in a sense, our conscience would be renewed, you know, to the things of God and righteousness. And, you know, and Pastor Jeffers, I appreciate his his admonition and reminder to all of us that, look, we got to get back to first principles. If we're going to, you know, save this country, and if those who are called by God in these last of the last days, you know, what are we supposed to do here, John? Are we just supposed to just sit back and let it happen and just say, you know, it's okay. You know, I'm saved. I got my Jesus. So I don't need to worry about anybody else. Or, you know, does God have a plan for those who are called by his name? And I believe the latter.
Yeah, I think people are genuinely scared to talk about this stuff, not just because it's a terrifying topic, but because as soon as anybody tries to put the spotlight on this, they come out against you. Like I was saying in the last segment, that mm-hmm. former North Carolina, I think it was a Representative Cawthorn, you know, he started talking about this kind of stuff going on at the federal level. Well, they ousted him. This Tim Ballard, who, you know, put together the Sound of Freedom, which, by the way, is
well, he was
in December. They come out against him.
Yeah, he was a federal agent. You know the story about him. So yeah, I mean, you do this kind of stuff, and they're going to do everything they can, you know, to malign you. That's what they do. Okay, that's unfortunate. It's the same the nature of humanity, but it doesn't negate the point here. I mean, even if Tim Ballard is guilty of sin or whatever, I don't believe it, but, you know, even if he was, I mean, what's the truth of the matter here? The truth of the matter is our southern border is wide open. We're participating in sex trafficking of young kids coming into our country, and we are the number one consumer of, you know, of sex of young children, you know, from 8 to whatever.
Terrible.
It's disgusting. You know, this is how demented we've become. This is not a healthy society. And this is what people need to stop and consider here for a moment. What are we doing? We're participating. We're turning our society into a cesspool. You know, for why?
Right.
Because of our own personal interest and selfishness?
Right. Yeah. And at least, I mean, if there's any positive, it's that this stuff is starting to come out more and more, and you've got a guy like Donald Trump running for president, who's, after watching this, I know he referenced Sound of Freedom at a Florida rally, and he vowed to use Title 42 to end the child trafficking crisis that we're discussing right now. So at least the spotlight's being put on this subject. And now,
but there's only so much that the law can do. It is in the hearts of man, John. That's why it's so critical right now, because who are the carriers of the light? Who are the ones who are going to make... It's the same, you know, from the very beginning. You know, John, I mean, it was people of faith, people who knew their God. You know, we were the ones that set the tenor and temperament of this great American experiment, and we were blessed accordingly. So, look at you know, it's got to be the, you know, we say the church, and we know the church right now is under attack, and you know, they're compromising as well. But I'll tell you, you know, we have got those who are called by his name. It's up to us, John. You know, we're the ones that must, you know, turn to God, turn from our wicked ways, and, you know, and pray and humble ourselves. And God said he's faithful. He will forgive our sins and heal our land, right?
Well said.
Well, John Fleetwood, as always, we appreciate the time and the input that you give us every week. Thank you for your faithfulness. How can people be in touch with you?
They can check out johnfleetwood.com. It's johnfleetwood.com.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
USA News Update. Alleged corruption by President Biden continues to be investigated by the House Oversight Committee. Chair James Comer issued 4 subpoenas and 4 interview requests yesterday. The move comes one day after the House Oversight Committee subpoenaed Hunter Biden, the president's brother James Biden, and several Biden family members. Comer on Fox News last night says bank records show roughly $30 million from foreign nationals went to the Bidens' offshore accounts without any form of earning the money.
Not a thing. Absolutely nothing. All we know is that the Bidens received millions and millions of dollars from foreign nationals and from oligarchs. We know a lot about why he got $3.5 million from Russia. We haven't talked about that yet. And we're learning every day more about the millions of dollars they took in from China.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We're going to be joining up with my good Cajun friend out of Louisiana, Jeff Cruera, in just a moment, joining up with he and his audience as we simulcast this discussion that will be taking place. Gary Bauer writes, Hillary Clinton is the gift that keeps on giving. Given the split that has erupted within the progressive movement over Israel, her lack of any condemnation of Representative Tlaib and the growing anti-Semitism within her party and on our university campuses is quite revealing, I think you'd admit. During an interview yesterday, Ms. Clinton had the audacity to claim that we have another Hitler in our midst rising to power and he must be stopped at all costs. Of course, she was referring to Donald Trump, of course. Well, you talk about occupying a space in her brain. It just, it has really metastasized. It's taken over her. It's unbelievable. You're tempted to ignore her hyperbole, but you can't. This is really a teachable moment. What did Hitler do? I mean, think about it. He imprisoned his political opponents. It's exactly what Hillary's party is trying to do now, and they intend to do it before the 2024 election. Hitler stopped people from speaking freely. That's exactly what the left is doing now. They're using the government to censor free speech online. Hitler told pastors, you can't preach as long as you preach. You can preach as long as you preach the party line. Now, that's what Joe Biden is doing now. He's telling Christian ministries that they must be on the line, right? Hey, I am Jeff Cruera. Welcome. Good to have you with us, buddy.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Always a pleasure.
Well, what did you think about the debate? I like the way it opened up. I mean, Vivek Ramaswamy kind of laid out the charge here is that, you know, Republicans are a bunch of losers. He called out the narrators. I mean, he was exactly right, Jeff. I mean, could you imagine if you had Joe Rogan or, you know, and Tucker Carlson, Elon Musk asking the questions instead of, you know, I'd say two out of the three. You know, political wannabes, particularly, woman anchor, and I can't remember her name right now, so forgive me.
Kristen Welker.
Yes. And, you know, and here it is. I mean, you talk about buying into the big lie. You know, Donald Trump's always accused of buying into the big lie. I mean, she's right before you. I mean, there's never been any retraction of any statement that she's made. She supported the Russian collusion deal, and here she is participating in a GOP debate, you know. Ramaswamy was correct.
Right. I thought, and I had a guest on earlier who doesn't like Vivek, but I like him because here's why. He's saying things that these other candidates aren't saying. He's supporting Trump. He's supporting MAGA. He's calling out the RNC. Ron McDaniel is a disgrace. She's never been reelected. All she does is
lose. That was a surprise, frankly, that in my humble opinion.
Yeah. He's 100% right. She needs to resign. And then he called out the RNC for partnering with liberal media organizations. He's right. I mean, would the Democrats invite a Fox News commentator to moderate their debates? No.
Not even close.
Crazy what the RNC does. They're really hurting Republicans. They're not helping them.
Well, Jeff, there's not even a plan there. I mean, do you think that Ron McDaniel and the team sat down with the moderators and said, okay, this is what we want to do? We want to really focus, you know, our mission here is we want to go after Joe Biden and his policies. Make sure the questions, the predominant questions should be about what's happening to the country right now. And let them debate on that, the strength of conservatism, the strength of the Republican Party, instead of, you know, these five opponents who don't have a chance. You know, to overcome Donald Trump. That's why Donald Trump's not, he doesn't have to. And let them bloody themselves up, but they're blooding, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah. He's smart, Bill, to counter program. So he's done a debate. He's done a rally in Florida. He did a thing with the auto workers for another one. He sat down with Tucker for the first one. And he's smart because he gets a lot more attention doing what he's doing. And he's also ran. I wrote a column where I called him the junior varsity Bill.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a chance to win. The American people are for Donald Trump. He's 60% in the polls. These guys, you put them all together, I mean, they're barely at 25-30%.
Exactly. Well, you know, and speaking of the junior varsity, of course, those are the words of Barack Obama. That is the Joe Biden administration, is it not? Junior varsity? I mean, and the people are getting it, you know, for what they're realizing. They're going, wait a minute, what happened? We were energy independent. We weren't going to war. You know, Putin was held in check. We were getting $400 billion a year to level out the trading playing field because China was, you know, cheating, and Donald Trump caught him on that. Middle East was about ready to break out. And Joe Biden wanted nothing to do with it. They say Joe Biden and Barack Obama because, you know, everybody knows that this is an extension of the Obama administration. So, you know, and you look back and you go, you know, how could people not remember 8 miserable years and GDP under 2%? And we just slugged through this all because he had this desire to fundamentally transform. That was his objective, fundamentally transform the country. Right. Spend all this money. And, you know, with all these shovel ready jobs that he's, you know, spent close to $1 trillion of the people's money and then laughed about it and said, well, I guess they weren't so shovel ready after all. And they just laughed about it.
And then, of course, he gave us the disaster known as Obamacare. He gave us DACA. He blew up the Middle East where all these countries became destabilized. He let Putin take Crimea. ISIS was created during his regime. And the guy who was there with him is now president, and he's sort of a puppet. And, of course, Obama's in the background. So, I mean, it's the third Obama term. It's a disaster, Bill. You're right. So...
And you wonder,
people, the longer that this guy goes on, I think the American people are fondly remembering a guy named Donald Trump, Bill.
Exactly. Well, look what's happening amongst minorities, you know, blacks and Hispanics.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, double-digit increases are taking place. Polling, this is why, you know, when I was wondering, you know, they said five of the six swing states, and you're going, which is a swing state that hasn't woke up to reality and gotten the memo and heard enough pain from their, you know, people when they go to the gas pump or, you know, go to the grocery store, which Wisconsin, I don't know if they've just had too much cheese or what's going on there, but they haven't got the memo yet, and they still want to support this, you know, this crazy Democratic Party.
And here's the other thing about it. You know, the foreign policy disasters that we're seeing and the wars that are going on, the border is a mess. But then the economy, I mean, I think a lot of people in the middle, maybe, a lot of people in these swing states are really hurting economically. And I think people vote their pocketbook. And I think Biden is just underwater on the economic issue. Mm. And I think that's really hurting him. And I think that's going to turn these swing states toward Trump. Now, one of my callers earlier believes that maybe Biden is going to try to start pressuring oil prices to go down, and he thinks this is maybe going to help the economy, and maybe this will help Biden. But, I mean, when you look at all the prices, inflation is still more than double what it was when Trump was president. Interest rates are three times higher. The whole economic situation still looks pretty bleak, if you ask me, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's only so much he can do. Last time he used the strategic oil reserves to buy votes, which is illegal as hell. He had no business doing that, putting us at risk. I mean, here we're on the verge of World War III when we're going to need that oil, and half of it's gone. And if we go to replenish it, at what price? And we're already at $33 trillion in debt. I mean, this is the most asinine situation that we've ever been in. But, you know, this is the Joe Biden administration, and he is a one-man threat and a one-party threat. But I'll say this, Jeff. The Republicans need to get their messaging on abortion down. I don't care. Lock yourself up for a weekend, get in a room, and everybody needs to start singing from the same hymnal here.
And that needs to be let the states decide, in my opinion. So,
yeah, exactly.
The decision to turn it back to the states, now it's back to the states, and each state can decide what's best for their state. And that should be what the Republicans are behind. It's states.
Yes.
The state's decision, and they're going to choose best for the people in their state. And Louisiana, we're pro-life, so
Amen. That's
our
Amen.
Position.
You see, they want the federal government to be responsible for it so that we can pay for their bad choices, Jeff. That's what this is all about.
Right.
Jeff Cruer, you're awesome, my friend. Take care. Be well. God bless.
Thank you, my friend.
Coca-Cola. Wake up to the taste you crave with breakfast at Burger King. Rise and shine with a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with melted American cheese layered between warm buttermilk biscuits. Or grab and go with a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. A toasted croissant with savory sizzling sausage. Burger King breakfast sandwiches and Simply Orange. Better together. Enjoy a Burger King breakfast with Simply Orange juice and get your vitamin C one delicious sip at a time with no added sugar. All Burger King breakfast sandwiches pair perfectly with crispy hash browns and all-natural Simply Orange juice. Start your day with a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. It's thick-cut smoked bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. Never sweetened, never concentrated, and never frozen, Simply Orange pairs perfectly with a delicious breakfast at Burger King. Better together, Burger King breakfast with Simply Orange juice at participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
I'm
know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. Hey, I've got a special opportunity. How would you like to enjoy PureFlix this Christmas? You know, last year especially, they had like over 100. Different Christmas movies and offerings right there, and it was very inexpensive as it was. But right now, I've got some, you know, free giveaways. This is a 6-month subscription because we're givers, and we're going to pass it on to you, and you can have a free subscription for 6 months. Okay, and the best way that we can do this is for you just to email me. Okay, I'll give you my personal email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. And in the subject, just put down, I'm a winner, okay? I'm a winner. That's all you got to do in the subject line. That way I'll know that this is your entry into this, and we're going to select every week winners to enjoy and participate in the Great American PureFlix. We're going to celebrate the hope and heart of Christmas all season long. How special is that? I love the Christmas season. I love what PureFlix is doing and all the different movies that are there exclusively. You can be so Christmased up, you can't even handle it anymore. So excited, you know, great family movies like Christmas Keepsake, a Brush with Christmas, and on and on, just a great library of movies that will be there for you and your family to enjoy. And look at, with our compliments, a 6-month subscription, absolutely free, no obligation in what you decide to do after that. Hey, that's up to you. Hopefully, you enjoy the offerings because PureFlix has been so faithful in giving us some great family entertainment. Adam Holtz from Focus on the Family, PluggedIn.com, joins us now. Hey, Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. You've had great experience with PureFlix, right? I mean, This is just a wonderful early Christmas gift that we're passing on to you. So, and look at bill@billmartinezlive.com. I'm a winner. Make that in the subject deal. So that way I've got that. And I know that this is email specific, and we can put you in the right bundle so we can draw out your name and you get to enjoy the Christmas season. 6 months absolutely free. I mean, this is a great stocking stuffer, huh? As you might say.
It is. And, you know, at Plugged In, we're often talking about things that we would probably say maybe pass on that, but PureFlix, and they've now, you know, fused with Great American Family, and mm-hmm. I think that they bring the best of both of those platforms to the table in terms of family-friendly content that you can enjoy. And obviously, we would say you never want to let your guard down completely, but I think this is definitely a trustworthy outlet for entertainment offerings. And you're going to get content that feels like yesteryear, you know? Mm-hmm. And I know we can't go back to the past, and it's easy to idealize the past, but man, there's so much junk out there these days, Bill, and even where we think it shouldn't be. And so I'm glad that PureFlix and Great American Family, is it called Great American PureFlix? Is that the new company?
Yes, it is. You're exactly right. Great American PureFlix. This is their Christmas promotion that they joined up together. And, hey, they're passing it on to us, and we're passing it on to our audience. How cool is that?
Huh? That's awesome. I think it's a terrific, terrific giveaway. So definitely shoot your email in to Bill.
Yeah, you got it. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Well, we had an election this week, and Ohio, some other states, a bit surprising and disappointing. The pro-life issue, I mean, took a bit of a beating. And it shouldn't have. It should not have. It really says, even though, I was told that, the disparity in terms of money that was spent for abortion was something like 20, in some cases, some have said as high as 50 to 1. When you have a powerful message of life and we cannot seem to somehow articulate that, there's something wrong. We need to, as a faith-based community, as the people who are championing life, we need to get that message down, because I can tell you, Adam, in my marketing experience, I have found that when you don't have the message, you better have money. And if you don't have money, you better have a message. And so for the sake of the unborn, it really behooves us to seek the face of God and say, Lord, give us your words. How can we stop people from embracing this culture of death? You know, we've had 50 years of experience of death, over 100 million babies, including those that are dying by way of chemical abortions in the privacy of their homes, which is, you know, like you and I talked about. I don't know how these young girls can unsee what they see after taking these pills and disposing or their child coming out of their body into their toilets. I don't know. Just the mere imagining of that just shakes me to my core.
And I think I was deeply saddened by the outcome of that election in Ohio, especially. I'm not surprised, and I'm not surprised not because I'm a pessimist, but I deal in the world of entertainment, and entertainment is all about me, right? There's a fundamental narcissism woven into our culture that says life is about me. I deserve to be entertained. I deserve to be delivered from struggle. I deserve to not have to be responsible or face consequences for my decisions. You know, all of those things are woven into our popular culture, and all of that revolves around this idea of choice, not just in the abortion sense, but I think, the worldview of the world is I'm in command and I get to choose, and nobody gets to tell me what to do. Now, you and I know that if you multiply that out by 330 million people, you get complete anarchy. It doesn't actually work, right? The genius of the American experiment was that we were able to agree on something that maximized liberty, but, it also maintained order. And I think right now what we're seeing is this emphasis on self, it pervades everything. And
it
certainly pervades our conversation about sexuality, in which, the prevailing worldview is, my sexuality is my own, it's my business, it's nobody else's business, I can do whatever I want with it. And there is at best a misunderstanding, at worst a willful suppression of the idea that it's not your body, it's not your choice, it's another human being in there.
Who's suffering? At the end of the day, who's suffering from this? You see, and even the women who claim it's my body, my choice, okay, forget the fact that the you know, let's just discount the guy has nothing to do with it. And somehow you just,
right.
you know, you're an extension of the Virgin Mary. So you've done this all on your own. But, you know, the thing is, if you've done it on your own, then do it on your own. You know, but the reason the Democrats who were, you know, they finally have come out of the closet on this deal and they want abortion without restrictions. Okay, up to the point of birth, okay, full-blown, that's what they want, all right? I mean, because people have been saying, well, where are the Democrats? You know, they've just kind of let the Republicans kind of impale themselves on this situation. But, you know, this is a moral issue. And unfortunately, you know, between the two parties, you can't expect a party that represents, you know, society and that has been so secularized to suddenly find its moral compass.
No,
so they're
right.
going to,
I mean,
you know, so, but, yeah. but of the two, you know, this is it. You end up choosing, well, this is the, you know, they're both bad, but this is not quite as bad, but it's still bad. I mean, because somebody's dying here, right?
Yeah, exactly. No, that's right. And, you know, I don't know if you saw the story about Britney Spears a couple of weeks ago when her new memoir came out, where she essentially said, you know, Justin Timberlake got her pregnant when they were both very young.
Mm-hmm.
And that he more or less insisted that she get an abortion.
I always liked that. I always liked that. He got her pregnant. I mean, like, wait a minute. It's two. I mean, they got
sure.
pregnant. You know, I know what you're saying, because the colloquial
right.
way is, well, you know, Justin got her pregnant. I mean, like, in the middle of the night, she was unaware, and he
right.
impaled himself on her and got her pregnant.
Yeah. No, that's right.
I'm sorry.
Good clarification on my language, but I think what's been interesting to watch is that she said that abortion has been one of the most painful things that ever happened to her, and she's haunted by it. And boy, the left has not been very happy with her. Like, she has been vilified for basically saying, honestly, this was a horrible thing, and it's not even what I wanted, but I felt mm-hmm. pressured into making this decision. And I think
exactly.
it's been interesting to see, you know, the highest of the high profile celebrity strata, somebody in that place, not coming forth proudly like Michelle Williams and saying, I'm proud I got my abortion, but
exactly.
saying, this has been an emotional disaster and it was the worst, one of the worst decisions I ever made.
See, that statement, though, is consistent with millions of other women like
exactly.
her
it is.
That have come to that conclusion, and that's what started yep. the organic groundwork and movement of
yep.
of Dobbs, right?
Yep. No, that's absolutely right. So I'm not thankful she had an abortion, but I'm thankful for her voice in this conversation right now.
Well, we pray for Brittany and for others who have experienced the same thing. And and again, I remind you, the one that you can go to is God himself. He will forgive you. He is the resolution and answer. It doesn't mean that you're not going to wake up in the middle of the night and not remember. This will be with you. But you won't be going through this alone. You will be able to enjoy, as many millions of other women have found out for themselves, that the God we serve is a forgiving God. He's a loving God. But we must humble ourselves and come to him and confess our sins, and he will purify us. That's what you have to look forward to. And my prayer is, you know, for Brittany and others who need that prayer.
This
Adam,
is an
thank
urgent
you so much
warning.
For being with us.
America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.